Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have with us Mayor DeZine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Happy to have you with us, as always. And 4-H, agriculture, growth, new beginnings and stuff, and you're going to take us to the very beginning of something coming up, yeah?
Yes, I have been setting up some incubators and teaching embryology to some local students. And this is something that I used to do a lot of. We did a lot of this in Nebraska when I was working there in Extension and also in Johnson County through the school enrichment program. And when Carla Hightower, our 4-H agent, asked me if I had anything to put in our STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics brochure about things coming up, I said, absolutely, put embryology on there. And so I've had some teachers inquire about that. And so I'm kind of getting back to my basics, and the kids absolutely love it. And so I have been getting some eggs from one of my local 4-H families, and then I take in the incubator and we get it all set up and get the eggs in there. And times have definitely changed from the days of the old styrofoam incubators that I was used to using, that you put your little thermometer in and it might have a turner or you might have to turn them on your own. Well, now I have one that looks like a popcorn popper, and it automatically rotates the eggs. It regulates the temperature and the humidity. And the other nice thing that it does is it has a built-in egg candler. So you can candle right there and show the kids what's growing inside of that egg and how the embryo is starting to develop.
Cool.
And just today, we set up one of them. Day 18 is a big day in the world of embryology. That is the day that you stop turning them and you increase the amount of humidity and airflow in the incubator, because tomorrow, day 19, those embryos will break open the air sac and start breathing that air, and they will hopefully start hatching on day 21. And so the kids are very excited, lots of questions, and, you know, they all want to take one home. And then you talk about the different care and the things with the chickens, and it's like, oh, no, maybe somebody else can take those. And so on day 18, the other thing that I do is set up a brooder box with the classroom. And I just use a Rubbermaid tote with a heat lamp and some shavings, and we put in small waters and feeders so that come day 21, when those chicks hopefully are hatching from their eggs, they can stay in the incubator for a while at about 100 degrees, and then they can be transferred to a brooder box that will be approximately 95 degrees. And they say that they should stay in there for about 6 weeks, but with us coming into summer, they may not need to stay in that exact box for 6 weeks. They can go into a larger box or a pen with a heat lamp in there. And so it's very fun to teach the kids the stages of development of an embryo, and it happens very quickly. You can go from setting the incubator to having chicks in your incubator in 3 weeks. And so it's a quick turnaround and a good lesson on the lifestyle. And so we got Holy Trinity all set up, and Lewisburg Library has one going also. And so if you are a school teacher or a homeschool participant that has co-ops that you would like the Extension office to come and provide some of our STEM programming to, feel free to call either our Mound City office or our Paola office. Some of the different things that we provide, obviously I do the embryology. I also have a pretty simple aquaponics program, squishy circuits. We also have a program called Day for a Gray that goes through the different changes as we age as far as vision issues, hand and eye coordination. And so we have a lot of different programs that we can do in those areas. We also have food and nutrition programs, and Caitlin Barthol, our ag agent, has some seed starting classes and some soil composition with dirt and worms using the pudding and cookies and gummy worms. So we try to keep it fun for the kids, but also provide a good educational experience. And so those are available to anyone in the district here. And I will tell you, if you don't live in the Mayor DeZine district, most districts or county extension offices will offer some type of program that you could call in. Honestly, they would probably love to come to your school. I know we do. So that is what I wanted to talk about today. I know I try to talk about something different every once in a while, and I knew that I had not talked about embryology really touched on the school enrichment program. So, Audrey, that's what I have for today.
Well, that's great. I think I want to take some of those classes myself. And not just because of the gummy worms, although that's kind of a nice draw, but all of the rest of it as well. It definitely qualifies as an enrichment as far as I can see.
Absolutely.
And if they need to get a hold of you, what's the best way?
The Mound City office is 913-795-2829. And the Payola office is 913-294-4306.
Outstanding. Well, thank you very much. I have a feeling you're going to have more than a few takers on those offers.
I hope so.
All righty. Well, thank you again, and we'll be talking to you again soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.